will. Recording in progress. So, Lisa, if it's your agenda, I want you to ask me anything you want to know, and I'll do the best I can to answer it. And then I definitely want to hear about your journey and how the heck you got here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I stumbled upon you back, gosh, I think it was about January of this year. And it was the Telos, of course. Yeah. And yeah, I just enjoyed hearing that. And I mean, it really resonated. And then I read through your whole Ascension handbook, and that was amazing. And it really, it felt so good for me, because I felt like I felt validated for a lot of my feelings that I'm having, and where, you know, where I've been, and like where, you know, with my awakening that I had, which was, that was back in 2014. I had a huge spiritual awakening. It was involuntary. I, you know, so many people think they have to go to a,
aren't they all? Yes.
Yeah. Well, some people think they have to go to a fancy retreat and it's going to provide this awakening stuff. No, I'm just, I was just in my house feeding my newborn child, and it's all of a sudden the lights came on, and
wow.
The downloads were just so intense. And I didn't really understand that. Now I understand that I've been linking to the Akashic records with a lot of stuff too. I did not understand that. And for many years, but yeah, it was, I literally just, I mean, I felt my higher self pushing me to change so much. And I decided to not resist, and I let it go, but it's like, I went from, I mean, I turned into almost a completely different person. I mean, my, you know, like I had said to you in an email, like, I think my family, some of my extended family, they think I'm nuts, you know, but I know I'm on the right path. And, you know, I stopped watching mainstream news. We got rid of our TV, our family. I started homeschooling my kids. I stopped drinking alcohol. I stopped drinking coffee. I felt this need to really purify my body. At least for me, that's just, I felt like I could be a clear conduit, a clear vessel. If I, like right now I eat pretty much raw fruits and vegetables as my diet. And that's what makes me feel the cleanest and the purest. It was a push.
Don't you find that you crave that stuff now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the universe at work. And that's really what they, I went through some similar things in, you know, my diet transition. And I want to hear more about you. So I'm not stopping here to tell you another story.
No, I want to hear you
but
too.
I just wanted to, I wanted to stop to just reflect on that. And when I didn't have to worry about feeding everyone else, and I just ate the way that I craved, all of a sudden, like you, I preferred fruits, vegetables. You got to have a little protein to get you by, but it wasn't certainly, I wasn't eating red meat anymore. It's not that I don't love steak. I love steak, but I don't crave it anymore. The things I do crave wiped 35 pounds off my body, eliminated mm-hmm. all my high blood pressure, and I haven't had arthritis, although I have a history as a hockey player all my life that I should. Yeah. Look, between meditation and the way that the universe has changed, the way I crave fuel, everything has changed.
Yeah. And I think the more light you put into your body with the foods you eat, the more light you're going to be able to give off. And I mean, yeah, I found with some of the old ways I used to eat, like if I were to put that in my body, it felt repulsive. Like it just wouldn't digest the same.
It's good to hear you put that in terms of light, though. That's really important. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's light. Yeah, so the higher the light you put in your body, the more you can project out. Yeah.
Yes. So back to you and your story and your family and
what you started to tell me. Yeah, and I just started to have to purge like belongings that I had that didn't serve me any well. I mean, it could be just silly stuff, you know, but it's like, no, this doesn't resonate anymore. It needs to go. And just making more of a minimalist lifestyle, like just keeping things simple, just that's where we feel the happiest. I mean, just having that simplicity, like I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. And it's just, we live a more simple life now. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, compared to the 3D matrix, I mean, a lot of people think her life is really boring, but I'm so happy and I live such a full, fulfilling life. And I love connecting with, you know, well, as best I can. I know more is coming, but connecting with higher beings. And yeah, it's just, I mean, yesterday I was swimming in the ocean and I've been having this strong impulse come over me more than other times. I mean, that's my happy place, the ocean. So, but to spread light, like I keep hearing, go in the ocean and spread light. And I know I could do that sitting in a chair in my bedroom. I don't have to physically be in the ocean to spread light to the ocean. But I do know, since that is my happy place and my vibration instantly raises and the joy that comes out of me, like I'm just like my heart chakra just bursts open when I'm in the ocean. And because of that, raising that vibration, I'm able to do a better job with sending out that light. But I just keep hearing that you need to get in the ocean more. You need to get in the ocean more and spread that light. And you know, I came across 4 sea turtles yesterday and that was amazing. And we were in a spot where, you know, there's a lot of coral. So usually you do see sea turtles. And I was out there for a while and I was like, man, I haven't seen any. And so I stopped for a moment and, you know, tried to quiet my mind and set the intention to call them in if it's for the highest good, if they could please, you know, come to me. And within a few minutes they were there. It was amazing. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. I mean, they're one of my favorite animals, that sea turtles and dolphins. And I'm just, I mean, my heart's bursting. I'm like, this is amazing.
Not so surprised at all. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. people that understand how to maintain a higher frequency and keep that vibration, there are more things around you that are waiting to be revealed. Not just mm-hmm. that experience, but now you're on a level to communicate with more things, telekinetically. So your call to them was exactly that, and they responded accordingly. Now, of course, they're responding to people what comes from their heart core. So if you didn't have that inherently, what's their point? The life you just explained was so joyous. That's their life. Why would they want to screw that up? But believe me, all beings really want to interconnect with one another. We all know where we're going. When your foot's in the next dimension, you already know we're all connected to one another. And man, that feels like nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been told by my guides for a long time that, you have some gifts that are going to be revealed to you. They're coming. And the last like couple of years, it's gotten really strong, but I'm like, well, what is it? When's it coming? You know? And, one thing that's recently surfaced, I had told you, I had saw some of the videos with you and Cindy and the transmission with both. And that was, oh gosh, that got me so emotional too. Like hearing that.
It's crazy, pal. And
it was an adjustment. Amazing. Yeah. You got it.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you for that. Eventually, I will. It's just a lot. Try and take that in for yourself. Nobody told you that.
I know.
What do you do with that?
I know.
We're getting there, though. No, there's a plan for all this. And I'll tell you what my job is to help you, the rest of you, understand the light that's coming at us and the alterations that need to be made in order for us to vibrate where Earth is going to be in 2 years. 2 years.
I feel like it's getting close.
I trust you. Yes. So if I hadn't already, because now you know enough about me and what's going on here and what my connection and my authority comes from, the next topic is these golden Taya allotments. Have I said anything about this to you yet?
You have. Yeah.
And I didn't know how much you wanted. Document? Yeah.
You did. And I'm like,
I really want to hear your feedback.
I'm like a third of the way. through. I didn't know if that's something that could be talked about right now or not, but
it's the next thing that we have to talk about. We have to find the take it in first, and it's going to take a while to digest. I have, you know, somehow that got downloaded to me, but even then, oh my God, it's a lot to take in. I understand.
It's exciting.
Tablets now. It took me 5 passes to get it, but that was also just kind of gifted to me when it was supposed to be. This stuff that got sent to me was by no accident. That's no coincidence that that came across our path, because part of the things that we need to help people understand is, there are safe zones. Really, when I read the Ascension Handbook the same way you did, I thought I had a pretty good handle on what was even to happen, even physically. In my mind, Earth was passing from this three-dimensional thing through, I envision like a membrane. And once you pass through that on the other side, here's the fourth dimension and everything that comes with it. But you have to match the vibration on the other side. And if you do, along we go. Well, there's a whole lot more T's crossed and I's dotted in the document you're reading about what the hell's really coming. And the time frame, and really, I'm like you. I don't know that we're going to get to 2025. The way that the sun feels and the energy that we're getting and all the evidences of that are earthquakes and weird weather, the shift could be tomorrow as well as anytime.
Yeah.
So see where I think we, to those that vibrate the same way we do, it's an obligation almost to me that they understand what it is I've uncovered and it's their turn to know.
Yeah.
And then you discern from there.
Yeah. Before I read that document, I had, you know, there was that cosmic window to 2032, you know, and that I had heard about that 2012 to 2032 kind of cosmic window. After like, I forget what cycle it was that Gaia went through that ended in 2012, but it, you know, and then we have
well, they're actually but the one I always remember, the progression, dang it. I'll think of it in a moment. cycle of progressions, I believe. It's based on the 26,000 year cycle. Yes, we had started that cycle. It coincided with two others, one shorter, one much longer, but that's the precession of the equinoxes, that's it. And so, you know, here's where we shifted into Aquarius now for the next 2,000 years.
Right.
We here in the golden age. That's one label they gave it. Age of Aquarius, here's what they were talking about. It started in 2012 officially, you know, cosmically, but our entire solar system really wasn't embedded into it until 2016. But having said that, now look at how much elevated photon energy we've been getting from this other belt. Oh my God. That's why we all feel the changes, and you can see what's happening to Earth. She's just flexing to her next, you know, incarnation, and it's right around the corner.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I also was, So the Alta Major, have you heard of the Alta Major chakra? It's it's a new chakra. It's my understanding that in 2020, that this chakra was given back to us. It's at the back of the neck. It's right below the base of the skull. And I have, you know, for the last couple of years, I have felt it buzzing like in that spot, but I was not aware of this chakra until, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe. And it was supposedly it's been given back to us. And this chakra was, and again, I don't know if this is true, but this is my understanding of that it was what connected us to the 3D matrix illusion. And now it's been disconnected and it's disconnecting and it's clearing. It's clearing.
You understand it. You understand it perfectly. When we were separated from source, Mm-hmm. And that was actually at the hardcore level. That's why everyone says, you know, open your heart, open your heart, open your heart. And, you know, the chakras below that, my humanity, that's my human physical form. Mm-hmm. Everything above it, that's my connection to source. Throat, third eye, crown. I just need to reconnect them. However,
yeah, it's
when
given back.
That manipulation mm-hmm. had taken place, they had, yes, put some device in the back of our head, exactly that spot you talked about. And that was where the feed, if you want to call it that, from the matrix just, and those that were silly enough to just kind of continue to let it feed them, here is where we are. Somehow, those of us that awaken figured out what that was. And in that awakening, have just, your hardcore has reestablished the connection. You see everything for what it is now. And now we're just elevating ourselves even more. That whole process of taking in more light and knowing what to do with it is a refinement process.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that there was this acceleration for people in 2020 till now. For sure.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the Golden Taya allotments. When I read, like I said, I haven't finished it yet, but I was
floored. Did you get to the locations?
Yeah, I was floored because we just moved. It'll be December 1st this year. A year ago, we moved. We had our one-way ticket from Southern California here to Kauai. And yeah, we completely did a 180 with our lives, and it was the best decision ever.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, we felt called to, we had never visit. I mean, we've been to Hawaii. Like it was like 10 years ago, my husband and I went to Maui, and that was the only time I've even been to Hawaii, but it was, you know, it was less than a year from making this decision of moving to the island of Kauai to when we did. It was less than a year. I mean, it was so fast. We just all of a sudden just knew this is where we have to be. We've never visited this particular island. And we're like, we just know. And we knew everything was going to fall into place. We released our fear. You know, we'd already been through so much, like releasing illusions and fear and everything. And we were in a place to be able to do that mentally and emotionally. But wow. I mean, we did it, and it was the best decision we ever made.
Well, now you learn you can manifest. Look at that.
Right. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, and that's a safe zone. I was like, wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, see, two important things came out of that document that have to do with you. And one, you already attested to. One is you're exactly where you need to be for one of these allotment zones. You are already in the place you're going to need to be at the time ascension comes. Two, more importantly, the reason that you've been asked to be in the water, little light bearer, is that you're helping clear. You're one of the tribe that went there to assist in clearing that and preparing it for the rest of us. That's why you've been driven to be in the water. You're assisting in all of that.
Yeah. Do you feel
amazing. That?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel it. I mean, it's my happy place.
You should wear it like a badge.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. It feels amazing. That's my spot. Yeah. But yeah, it was just interesting in that document how like, so it seems like there's a spinoff with the people that are not choosing ascension. They'll just immediately go to another planet to continue their 3D lessons. I mean,
I always understood it, but in this twist, there's a twist here. And I didn't really understand it. That's why I had to read it a few times. There, mm-hmm. according to this, and what Toth channeled about this, all of this, these people who might not have chosen a life to ascend have a 15-day window at the end of this process by which they still can choose to ascend. Or if they don't, then they're going to have to play 3D lessons out somewhere else because they just don't match the vibration. Got to go. So mm-hmm. you know, whatever physical part of you remains is just entropy in your soul. You know, there you go, because you're not finished with your lessons. Mm-hmm. But the rest of us, Earth, her not who knew physical form only supports things that vibrate at a fourth dimensional level and above.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. So though I just, yeah. So they'll, it seems like people that are more in the matrix are, they're not even going to know what's going on. It's going to seem like it's chaos. So how are they, I guess maybe their higher self will step in and say, hey, you got this opportunity to choose or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I kind of see it.
Interesting to think about.
Yeah. We all get triggered at different times. But some of us are just lagging back. Look, I wanted to ascend last freaking fall. I'd had humanity, but that was not what I got. And I didn't sign up for that. Good. You gave me the gifts I asked you to in return. And I'm still waiting for a couple more because I want to be able to float. And I do want to be able to move energy. And you told me I can do that. We'll get to that. But I stayed to help others get through this. I know I came back and this is incarnation for that very purpose. And man, I didn't know any of this stuff 2 years ago, let's say 3 years ago. And I was just like everybody else, chasing jobs and titles and money and homes and everything. We all do, until something said that, well, nothing had really set right my whole life. I got to tell you that. It just, I don't understand the way that people get treated. It's just beyond me that we just don't understand. We're all connected to one another. And after that, you know, everything else fails when I can't understand why we can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
we're about to step into a place where that's the rule of the day. Yeah. And it's not that that has to be enforced. That's who we are. It's what we do.
Yeah. Do you really think it's going to be before 2025?
My intuition says absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. That's so exciting. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
So am I. Everything has been accelerating so quickly and people have been brought up to speed really fast. One of the things I'm supposed to remind the rest of you is if you continue to quote, you know, the teachers that you had as your source of authority, experts who you've listened to and books you've read, I'm telling you, screw that. You have to understand what you are already a master of, because you are of something that's unique and gifted to you and you alone. And without your little piece in the fabric of the universe, it's incomplete. One day you're going to step up and it's going to be your, I don't want to say obligation. You'll just know when it's time for you to step up and do what only you can do that the rest of us marvel at. And it'll be really simple for you. That's your contribution. Yeah. And each of us has one. And it's unique. That's why we weren't supposed to march as the same little freaking soldiers. Because when your gifts combined with mine in the same room, watch what we do.
Yeah. 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 It's exciting. Yeah.
Yes. The tribes coming together. It's really fun to see the people that have responded. And that's why I'm not opposed to, you know, spending one-on-one time while I can. It's starting to get busy.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I bet it's really picking up for you. Yeah. I know the community you've created. I'm just so thankful for that. It's been, you just feel that camaraderie. And I mean, it's been really nice to be around.
They all vibrate at the same like-minded level. That's people. The best part. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's not like we weren't all looking for this for a while. So I can control it here somewhat by just, look, if you don't vibrate right, maybe this group isn't right for you. There's other places and we're certainly going to help you, but no, this place needs to be some focus levels. And so the group that's there, they're ready to hear stuff like the Golden Tie allotments. And each one of them has different gifts. I mean, you're a light being and you have a gift for clearing, and we know where your job is. There have been others that you're going to see and hear that realize their light language abilities, and all of a sudden, like a week after they'd heard Cindy speak, here they go. Well, it's going to be their turn. because there's some interpretation they're going to do on behalf of us and teach some of the rest of us. Because if we want to understand what the Lemurians say, we have to understand their vibration. They're not going to translate it into English for us. They don't do that. But right. once we feel their vibration, we know exactly how they're communicating with us. And they're just waiting to do so.
Yeah, so is it more, because I always thought it was going to be more telepathic, but it's the star language is, it's separate, right? Is it different?
There's going to be, you're talking about different levels of beings and different dimensions.
Okay.
So most of the conversations you'll have with people, you know, in the next realm and up to fifth dimension, it's all telekinetic. Absolutely, positively. Yeah. We're not going to use language. We already, you know what's on my mind, because first of all, we're connected and, you know, we're kind of moving in the same direction. That doesn't take anything away from the unique gifts each one of us has. But when we begin to communicate more, we're going to listen to sounds because we love that. And we're going to use symbols more and more to communicate the things. And one symbol can have a myriad of meanings. Color and vibration, there is how all the communication takes place in the next place.
Yeah. So what, are we going to be writing at all? Do you see us, so we're not going to be writing. That's wild.
No, wow. Because, every time you get a thought, where does it go? It goes automatically into your Akash, because that thing is a moving, living being in itself. And sooner or later, all of your Akashic records, combined with the rest of the collective. That's how the lessons you learn, the rest of us benefit from. So I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody else. Thank you very much for the lousy lessons you've learned on our behalf. And you're welcome for the ones that I've had to learn.
Yeah. Wow. Well, speaking of the star language, I do have a story about that that's recently happened with me. So like I said, when I was listening to the transmission of Thoth for you, I then went and started listening to all the other things that Cindy had on your YouTube. And then I had hopped over to hers, but the one that really stuck out, at least for changing something within me, was the one on, I think it was September 1st. So I watched that one and I got very emotional during yours. And I did feel some, I don't know, something was stirring inside me after I watched yours. And then directly after that is when I saw the one on September 1st and I started weeping. Oh, go ahead.
Keep going. I'm going to see which ones you're referring to because I'm really curious.
Okay. And the September 1st one, before I was even done, I was weeping, but that it triggered something. I was heavily triggered by that podcast.
Go ahead. That must have been with Cindy.
It was with Cindy. Mm-hmm. Yes, with Cindy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I think you might have had a transmission during that one, too. I can't remember if that one was one of the transmissions for you, too. But
I hang on just a second. My chair just
broke. No worries.
Again. Damn it. Hang on. Well, thank you so much
for that.
Let's see.
But I think you had a transmission during that one.
Yeah, I want to say I did. Let's see. 8, 11. That was actually for all of us. That was amazing. But that was definitely a setup for what was about to come on the 14th. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's right.
There was a collective yes. message. And that triggered me.
That was that one. Good, because that was what it was meant to be. You know, once Cindy and I had done a few of these exchanges, and Cindy, every time I hear from her, or when I did, it was always unsolicited. And she would call me with stuff like, hey, Toth's trying to reach you. Thank you. Yeah, that's, I had met her right after my Telos experience. I think it was like the first part of November when it occurred to me that people wanted to, you know, just talk to me about it. That's when I started to deploy Zoom sessions. I thought, okay, well, we'll just set up a time. And the very first person I ever talked to was a dear friend of mine to this day, Lisa Salison and her husband, Donald. Well, after Lisa was the very first person I had, I talked to her one day. And then the next day she had reached out again and said, I have a friend, Cindy, who's, you know, kind of passing through. She's going to stay with me for a few days. But when I told her about you, she said that she has a message for you. I said, okay. So we decided the next day we would all jump on a Zoom session. And so that morning, there was Lisa and Cindy on the other side of the Zoom screen. And Lisa said, okay, Lowell, this is Cindy. Cindy, this is Lowell. Have at it. And Cindy began to speak the language that I certainly did not understand. But I just thought, okay, just tuck it away. Just listen to what she's saying, and maybe one day it'll kind of come around. And that was my communication with Cindy until, was it June of this year when all of this began again? I think it was. Well, let's just say that it was.
And yeah, I think some of those videos were June. Yeah.
Another unsolicited thing from Cindy. Hey, I got these messages for you. I need to set up a Zoom session. And that's when she started to send me Toth messages. Well, that was after Kumu had, you know, kind of hit me over the head with that last August. Yeah, that was. One day I'll really be able to comprehend it in its entirety. Telos was never going to be a one and done thing, I guess.
No. So
the universe has other things in mind for me, but not just me. Something, when all of this began to kind of formulate in my head, I had the word example popped up in my head that I would someday be an example. And I wonder if this is it. If here's a guy who's just like everybody else, who has had multidimensional experiences that we can all have, and he's figured out how to do it. And he's got pictures to prove that he can tell you how to do that. Wow. It's time for all this to just take shape.
I know. Yep. I agree. But yeah, after I watched that September 1st, podcast, about 10 minutes after that, I was putting my son to bed, and we have our nightly routine where he picks a crystal out and picks a chakra, and we do some sound vibrations and toning. And so I walk in there and he's got a moonstone. He hands me a moonstone, and I had just finished that podcast. And I just like, I grabbed the moonstone so fast and I like shoved it on my heart chakra. And I started weeping, and all of a sudden I started going, osh, toosh, 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 osh, toosh, toosh, toosh. And I have never spoken star language. I had no idea what I was doing. Still don't. And I hadn't even heard of, I had never heard of star language until I saw Cindy and those, you know, videos you put up. I didn't even know about it. And something was triggered in me, and I obviously got very emotional, and that just, it was almost like I had to throw up those words. They had to come out, and it felt so good. It seemed, you know, it's very foreign to me, but it also felt very familiar. So I don't know what to do with that. It's all new.
It'll come to you. Just allow it. That's pretty much the only advice I ever got from anybody that made any sense and really panned out so far. You just have to allow it, and it'll find its way to pass through you. Now, yeah. Think of yourself now, you're a vessel, you're an avatar, and you're actually starting to express higher aspects. In my case, not just my own. I think that you're open to that. Just keep your mind open to that's probably what's going to start to move through you. And again, you know, just allow it and wait till you hear the profound things you say.
Yeah. Cause there's times where it just, it feels like it, I know when it wants to come out, but I can kind of suppress it. Like if I just, you know, say I'm somewhere and I don't want it to like just bubble out of me, like I can kind of put a lid on it, but I can feel it bubbling and like almost rising, like it needs to come out. And it's just like, this is wild. I mean, it's cool. And like, I'm yes, very open to it. And I want that. But I don't know what to do with it, but I guess that'll come to me. Like you said, yeah, in time, the right time.
I can so relate.
I'm just in this pause period right now. It feels like I'm waiting for like what's going to come with this and what other connections, and I'm waiting. I'm ready.
I can so relate. There have been periods where I call it. I feel like it was in neutral and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And it makes you start to wonder, you know, nothing's going on. So what was all this nonsense that you were telling me about? And then all of a sudden, it's not. You're very busy. And the tribe is showing up. And conditions you sense are changing around you. So, okay, all those preparations you have made, you were supposed to sit still and be quiet for a while. Now things have changed. Mm-hmm. After the conference in Florida, there's been a shift. Maybe it was associated with the eclipse, perhaps. That energy was certainly weird. There was some things that everyone just, there was fallout. I didn't want to communicate with anybody. Cindy withdrew. Dave Wallace withdrew. You didn't know that until after the fact. But that's kind of the report that's coming back. And so as we're all kind of comparing notes, oh, wait a minute, there was some weird energy.
There definitely was some funky energy.
Onward and upward, because that's behind us now, and now we know what kind of work there is to be done.
So I have a question. If you are you because I know you physically, you know, have been in Telos, but are you regularly like astro traveling there too, or are you in other dimensions or places in the universe or galaxy?
I go other places. I have not returned to Telos, although I've been told that I'm going to. It just hasn't been the next place I wanted to go yet, because there's so many other places. Not to say that it's not magnificent. However, I'm being drawn to see other things. And just tucking them away in preparation, because there's so much more to see. There's so much more of inner Earth that I want to explore. And I want to get used to the planet. However, pal, we're going to be able to go off planet and visit our ultra terrestrial brothers and sisters. Very soon. So I do love Telos, and my heart's there. I'm a Lemurian apparently by trade, and apparently I held some kind of rank. So I'm here to help through the process. I just can't wait till everyone else can really vibrate and understand all the things that I understand.
Yeah, me too.
It's not far.
Yeah, a place that I've been asking for quite some time to astral travel to the Antares Stargate in my sleep. And it's my understanding that place you can go for soul memory retrieval. And I've been asking to go there for months, like on and off, like here and there, and it's been productive. But when I look back and connect dots, I'm like, you know, when the thing happened with listening to the star language, and also a few months ago, I bought some Andars, which I learned about Andars from you. I mean, I love crystals and I've been into crystals for years, but I did not know about Andars. I purchased a few pieces from Mickey.
You're like my twin sister. Exactly. What did I know about them too? Keep going.
Yeah. But so I bought some of those a few months ago, and the last 3 months have been wild, like with my, you know, progression of things for me. Yes. But I'm like, you know what? I started looking back and connecting dots. I'm like, well, you know, I did buy Andara crystals a few months ago. They are pretty powerful, as I've found. I've been working with them regularly. But then I've also been asking to go to the Antares Stargate which is the, you know, the brightest star in Scorpio, Antares, and for soul memory retrieval. And I've been getting a lot coming back there, but then the star language thing comes in and I'm like connecting all this. I'm like, wow, this is like really powerful. These crystals are helping, and the travel like is helping connect, you know, maybe that helping me open up. I don't know. Or just hearing it, her collective message, you know, just triggered that. But yeah, it's, I'm just trying to
it's
connect all the dots.
It's interesting you say Antares, because when I was in Shasta the last time, every night that I got out to stargaze, and it was almost every night, that was the first star that got my attention, because it, yeah, it like glowed orange.
Yeah,
you couldn't
like
help
a reddish
but
orange.
See, even
yes,
with the naked eye, mm-hmm, yes. It was the, it drew my attention to it. So there's some kind of connection there I'm supposed to be making. And I've been,
yes,
of course, I Googled the shit out of it when I got home and you know, bookmarked this and that. There's some other kind of draw there that I haven't really put my finger on yet, but there's something about it.
Yeah. I know. It's, I mean, it feels good. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it feels good.
We're going to find out pretty soon.
Yeah.
What other questions have you got for me?
I just wanted to also just hear, you know, what you've learned just traveling even astrally at night or, you know, from other dimensions, like just with our galactic brothers and sisters, and if anything that sticks out to you.
Let's see. Well, I'm more entranced in what I've heard some of the other people, like Dave. Dave had an encounter the other night that kind of proves to me that there's a part of this visitation that we know is imminent. And Dave has certain evidence, you know, he's been offsite. But he had some visitors, like I think 2 weeks ago, he had been on the couch, and I'm hearing more and more of these stories. But Dave's case was unique. He's had contact with other visitors that have taken him off planet. They're forms that, you know, is unusual to us, but Dave has a trust level with them now. When on this particular day, he was laying on the couch and he was watching his favorite movie on TV. And when he looked at his phone and glanced back at the TV, it was at his favorite part of the movie. Well, that's 55 minutes into the movie that went like that. When he brought his attention back to his phone, he said, in my peripheral, I could see like two beings going off into my den. Mm-hmm. So he said, I felt like I was frozen on the couch and it took all the effort I had to get up. And when I finally could make it back there, I could hear somebody saying, please don't turn the lights on. And when he moved inside the room to get adjusted, he said, okay, I won't. And they said, well, please don't turn the lights on. And then they wanted him to sit down. He's got like a queen size day bed in there. So they told him, and I've got to get the language down. They said, get your device ready. And by that, they meant get your phone ready to take pictures. So they're going to allow him to take images of him. According to Dave, one's about 3.5 feet tall. And she's got big eyes. And when it's time for him to take the pictures, because the lights are off, she's glowing from her light from within. And he's got some images that he took, and he posted it on a video interview he did with Becca B last week. So Becca was showing these things. And then the other being that came up was different. He's about 4.5 feet tall. And he had a whole different composite. He had much bigger eyes, deeper, sunk in. And apparently they were there as, I want to say, like a familiarization tour. David had no contact with them before, but it was, we got the impression they were there as like um, representatives of those beings. They've been aware now that there have been, according to the information that we all believe, there's 110 different alien species that have found their way to Earth, whether we're aware of them or not, they're here.
Yes.
And more and more of them are going to start to make contact with us. And he thought was one of those examples. So during this time that he was on the couch, they were kind of, you know, just looking over where he lived, what he was. And to him, he said, I'm probably like me seeing Sasquatch, this big hairy thing that I don't understand. I'm sure to them, I was a lot like that, because here's these little beings and they did this big hairy Dave and this smelly guy over here. That's a human. And what's going to come out of this is if David, you know, treats them accordingly, they're going to feel another level of comfort, which just explains to me why Dave was chosen for this. But we had to kind of sit back after we had kind of analyzed the story and went, oh my God, they're ambassadors from the other side. We're the emissaries and the ambassadors on this side. And we've only ever thought of it from that perspective. Here are beings that are doing their familiarization tours and getting ready to establish greater contact.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I am just so appreciative of everything that you know, you've been able to give to the community, and it's amazing.
I get to be the connector. That's the best part for me. You know, I definitely, part of my job is to record for the Akashic Records too, and I take great delight in that. There are things that when interactions I have with others, no one else is around when you get the things that I tell you. So I'm the one who gets to record those things. And oh man, that's my juice. When I get to see on your face or hear in your voice that you got it or another level kicked in, then I've satisfied my obligation. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you for saying so. I love it. We'll see where it's going next. I have nothing but high hopes because I know where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just so excited.
I'm happy to hear that. Good.
Yeah. Well,
you got triggered. It's your turn now. So
there
will be more information. And collectively, is it this week? No, after Thanksgiving, I had committed to start to get some of this information out, specifically on the Golden Tie allotments, so that people can begin to digest it. That's the next mission. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that more aggressively next week. I've been teasing about it on there. Some of you have already got it when I thought that you were really ready for this. And
I appreciate
your circumstances
that.
I really do. You were ready to see that document.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's not going to be easy. We're going to still have to figure out, knowing that if that timeline is in fact accurate, do we communicate that? Or are we careful about how we communicate that?
Right.
That's certainly at least.
That's why
there are those that won't understand.
Yeah, that's why I had asked, like, if it was okay to talk about, because I felt that just reading it, I'm like, I should maybe keep my mouth shut to a lot of most people, you know, like, it's not something, I mean, my
you'll
husband and I talk about it, but I'm not, you'll know when the right time, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's why I wanted to ask before we talked about it.
If it was up to me, I'd never talk about any of this ever again. But that's not the deal I made.
Yeah.
It needs to get out there. It's important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are people that are ready to be triggered that just we hadn't gotten to them yet. Mm-hmm. And if we don't follow through, then we haven't done what we said we were here to do.
Right. Yeah. We're of service.
Yeah. It's an interesting ride, though.
Yeah.
I am blessed by the people that have shown up that end up being tried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
Well, what else can I do for you, ma'am? Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, I could keep you here forever, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'll give you like 10 more minutes. And since I'm not saying this is the last time we can ever do this, yeah, because I do want to interact more. I'm trying to figure out better timing so that there can be more interaction during the live podcasts. I still want to do those twice a week. I just have to pick some different times because there are people all over the planet. You're in Hawaii. Somebody's in Singapore. Oh my God. Somebody's mm-hmm. in Melbourne. Somebody's in Ukraine. And they'd all like to participate. And so I'd like to have them do that. We'll just mm-hmm. have to figure out the best way to do that. In the meantime, we record these and put yeah. them off there for people to, you know, listen to and be triggered by that.
I do have a question. This is something I've been really curious about. I don't know if you know the answer to it, but so when the shift does happen, like with houses, I mean, I know eventually when people are building houses, they're going to be circular. They're going to be flowing. The windows are going to be all, we'll be able to, with our hands, just make all kinds of different things. And I know all that. And I see all that in my mind's eye. It's already familiar. Like I've been there before, but are we going to like lose our house completely? Or is the material just going to change to a higher
Nothing
dimension
man-made.
And stay?
It will remain.
Right. So,
yes.
So it's not going to change its form. It's going to just disappear. Like the houses are going to disappear.
You're going to manifest something out of crystal.
Okay.
Everything is crystalline buildings and you manifest it the way you want. Cause remember you get those skills back. These manifestation skills
true.
That we
yeah.
kind of get around here that, you know, there's a delay when we ask for things and they
yeah.
line up. There's no delay there.
So we can build something pretty quick.
You know, I wondered that myself. My first thoughts about, okay, the shift has happened and I know that there's going to be others. So what am I, this naked being and there's no
right.
place to live? And what do we do?
Right.
No, it's not like that. Here's what I've come to understand. You already in your head have an idea what you think New Earth looks like. And it's
yeah.
a beautiful picture. Now yes. that I planned and you get to play with crystalline and make it into anything you want it to be, you can manifest whatever you wish. You're going to live with other people that see it, things the same way. They're going to encourage
yeah.
you and you're going to, all the footprint will be pure once again. Your DNA has been restored to its original design and all of our capabilities are ours now. We're not coming into an incarnation where we're handcuffed because we can't remember the last incarnations we've had and we are powerful beings. Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So are a lot of our gifts, talents, and wisdom, is it going to come back to us instantly after the shift or is it going to be kind of graduate? Like we're going to
have total recall. Total
really?
Recall.
So it's just right yes. away. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. You're not done learning though. You're still
right.
helping the universe evolve, little human, and you're out there, you've got new lessons. They're better than the ones we had because
yeah.
we're no longer doing
yeah.
duality lessons. We're not learning about good, bad, hot, cold, you know, in, out. We're done with that. Not that it doesn't exist. We see beyond it. We all know we're connected. And so here's what the Lemurians are the most excited about. They have technologies that's wonderful that they wish to share with us. But they see things from a much more logical perspective because there's no duality. They see it, they rise above it. Where mm-hmm. we still live in that realm, what makes us really creative is our emotion. They
yeah.
have no need for that anymore. They've kind of outgrown that. So even they're
huh.
interested in seeing these human beings that love to make things better. Let's take their emotion in a higher realm, combine it with our technology and see what we can all do together.
Wow.
Yeah, if that didn't get your chill going,
Oof.
I don't know what will.
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what we
amazing.
Have to look forward to.
I know. Yeah, that's so exciting. Yeah, I definitely went through a phase 2 where, you know, I didn't want to be here either. You know, I was like, I'm ready to go back to my, because I know I'm originally from Andromeda Galaxy, and I'm like, I'm ready to go back. Or, I mean, we've lived on lots, all of us have lived on lots of different planets and star systems, you know, like I've been to Sirius, mm-hmm. Orion, Pleiades, you know, on and on, but, and most of us have bounced around too, but it's like, I'm ready to go back to one of those higher dimensional areas. And then, then I really just had a big shift at one point, and I'm like, no, I'm very grateful to be here. I'm so excited for what's to come. And I just started looking at everything completely different. It's like, I have a job to do here, and I'm happy I signed up for this time period, because I mean, how cool. I mean, when do you get to do this? This is a massive shift like this. Like, this isn't your everyday lifetime, you know, or this isn't your normal lifetime on Earth, at least.
And no, you chose this period to come back because you knew what was about to take place. Oh my God, this is cosmically historic. Earth is rising rising in her consciousness, and we are here to witness it. We get to live it. You know how valuable we're going to be to other places in the galaxy? Because, oh my God, we were subject matter experts that lived it, helped people through it. Yeah, this isn't the last place in the galaxy that was going to go through this. We're going to be very valuable, but I'm staying here on New Earth, man. I'm Dr. Gaia. I'm good here. You are.
That's right. Yeah. So it's just, it's an exciting time. So I'm grateful to be here. So
good.
Yeah. And do what I can with whatever's going to come to me. We'll find out.
Well, it's all unfolding, but it's great that now you have a place to share all that. You've got other people that are interested. We're all connectors, and no one's interested. I shouldn't say that. I'm not saying that at all, that we're not interested in learning what other people do for the sake of repeating what they do. Because again, our gifts are unique, and we need each one of you to demonstrate your mastery. That's who you are right now. If there was ever a time for you to claim your mastery, now is the damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We need it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lowell.
My pleasure.
Glad that we could meet up.
Me too. I'll post this on YouTube later. Yeah.
Yep. You good with that? Perfect. Yep. All right. Yep. That sounds great.
I'll let you know when the link's there, and if you want to make it public right away, or do you want to look at it first?
No, you can make it public right away.
All right, kid. That's what's coming at you then.
I'm ready to go.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's the right thing to do. I can feel it. Yep.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to stop the recording here and thank everyone that might be watching this in the future, and thank Lisa for her participation.
Thank